Blog Talk Radio.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Serratella, for this Saturday, March the 28th, 2015 edition, which means we are 32 days away from the 2015 NFL Draft. Counting you down, that's what we do here at the NFL Draft Bible, bringing you the names you need to know first since 2002. And today's guest is Tennessee Chattanooga running back Keon Williams, who is set to schedule to join us now, talk about his recent pro day workout, his NFL draft preparation. And as a matter of fact, we have him on the hotline now. So let's welcome him into the show. It's Keon Williams on the MyFantasyLeague.com hotline. How we doing today, Keon?
Good. How you doing? How y'all doing out there?
Doing very well. Appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to join us here on the Player Spotlight. And let's get right into it because anxious minds want to know, coming off your big pro day workout, running in the 4.5 range, 33.5-inch vertical, 10-foot broad jump, and you added 23 bench press reps. Were you happy with the results, and what was the feedback that you took away from that Tennessee Chattanooga pro day?
I was pretty happy with the results. I also think that it could have been better. I had a few teams come talk to me after it was all done. I had four teams come up. I would have liked to see more, but you know how that goes with people not really want to show too much interest because they don't want to let everybody know that they're interested. So, you know, it was good, but I think it could have been better.
Yeah, it's always an interesting game with, you know, the way the scouts, you know, sometimes they'll talk to a coach or an agent. Sometimes they won't say nothing, but you never know with the smoke screens floating around out there. We have you listed at 6 foot, 238 pounds. Is that an accurate height and weight for you?
That's an accurate height, but my weight varies. I was weighing in pretty heavy that day. Right now I'm back down to like 230. By the time season comes, camp comes, I'll be down to 225. But, yeah.
Okay.
My weight varies.
And if you drop down to 225, do you feel like that you'll be a faster, maybe a little bit quicker with less weight on?
Yeah, I'll definitely be a step faster and a little more agile. I usually pick up a lot of weight in the winter, and I guess it's really from lifting a lot and not really getting out and running because it's so cold outside. And, yeah, so I'd definitely be a lot faster and agile.
All right, very good. We're talking to Keon Williams, Tennessee Chattanooga, fresh off his pro day workout, and he's been linked to the 49ers, Texans, and Saints out there if you're doing some research on him. So a lot of NFL interest coming off your pro day workout, and first team All-Southern Conference selection, as well as the all-time leading rusher in school history. You broke the all-time rushing mark this past season, Keon, 58-year-old school record. Where does that rank in terms of your highlights and accomplishments? Is that the most memorable accomplishment that you've achieved at your, during your career there?
Oh, yeah, man. That was definitely big. That's up there with that's probably number one out of everything. But, yeah, it was great, man, just to break that record, especially with it being 68 years old. It was great.
Yeah, it's got to be a great feeling. And for those of us looking to get a little bit more familiar with you and your game, I mean, break down the Tennessee Chattanooga offense for us. I mean, what kind of offense did you guys run? What kind of running style was involved? Break it down for us a little bit about what kind of scheme you guys ran there.
Man, we ran spread, pro style. We would run out the pistol. We did a lot of options type stuff. We was more of an option team more than anything because we had our quarterback could run. So, but we would run a lot of option stuff out of the pistol and the spread. And man, for anybody that's wanting to check me out, man, I got videos up on YouTube. It's under my name, Keon Williams, senior year edited, and I got Keon Williams, junior year edited. You can check me out there. You'll see everything I can do, man.
Okay.
It's about everything's on there.
Sounds good. I know NFL teams will definitely be checking that out. But if an NFL team were to ask you, you know, specifically, Keon, what your greatest strength is, I mean, if you had to pick one aspect of your game, what do you think your greatest attribute would be?
My greatest attribute has to be running between tackles because I feel like I come with a lot of force and speed, and I can get in between tackles. And if so, I could push the pile with my size.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely have the size to be between the tackles bruiser. Also have the speed to cut it to the outside too. And
yeah.
Got a little burst there, break the run. So with that being said, though, you know, great players are always working on trying to get better. So coming into your final year, your senior season, when you did some self-reflection and looked in the mirror, you know, what was an area of your game that you said, you know what, this year coming into my final year, I want to get better at what?
Pass protection. I just wanted to definitely be an outlet in that and catching the ball out the backfield. I wanted to definitely show that I could catch and I just wasn't one-dimensional.
All right, very good. You know, teams will definitely be looking for that at the next level, being a well-rounded player. Now, how about when you look back, it's been a few months now since your career at Tennessee Chattanooga has come to an end. Any opponent that stands out to you, whether it be an individual player or an overall team, just somebody that was just a tough opponent where after the game you walked away, you know, leaving it all out on the line and just saying, man, that was a heck of a matchup. That team or that player really brought it today.
I could say New Hampshire, when we played New Hampshire in the playoffs, definitely that was a team that I can definitely say they brought it. They gave us a run for our money. Of course, we ended up falling short and losing by 6 points. But that team, they definitely did a good job of stepping up, and they played this pretty well.
Yeah, tough loss there. And also, you know, during your career at Tennessee Chattanooga, any piece of adversity that you were able to go through or experience that you took away and became a stronger person from?
Oh, yeah, man. I had I went through some things my freshman year. I came across a little trouble being arrested and being put off the team for my sophomore year, my true sophomore year. I played as a true freshman, and I got put off the team as a true sophomore, redshirted that year. And basically, I was on my own then. Like I was not affiliated with the team at all. I was suspended from all team functions. I couldn't go to practice. Only thing I could do with the team was go to study hall. So it was like I focused myself on, like, becoming a better student. And, man, I just, like, it really made me a better person because then in that moment I realized that football wasn't everything. And I had to do some things for myself to, you know, just to get back in the loop. And, I took that, and it made me a better person all around.
Well, it sounds like you're willing to owe up to any mistakes that you made, and it sounds like you're willing to take that head on. So when NFL teams do ask about that, listen, I don't know anybody who didn't make a mistake when they were 20 years old, yours truly speaking as well. So that'll be good for NFL teams to see that, you know, you've learned from the mistake, you've taking it on head on. And I also see, you know, just doing some background research on you, I see that you're heavily involved with the community these days. I mean, how did you get involved with that, and how did that come about?
Oh, yeah. I took this class, practicum training class. It was basically, it goes towards my degree. I like working with kids with mental health issues, and give me a chance to worked with some kids in the summer, in this past summer. They had cerebral palsy, all kind of different just disabilities. And man, it's a great feeling. It's a wonderful feeling to just brighten somebody's day like just being able to just put a smile on somebody's face like that, man, it's a wonderful feeling to me. So, I mean, that all happened with me taking this class called Practicum Training at UTC, and that's how I got into it.
Well, I can definitely appreciate that as somebody who, you know, my brother was mentally disabled, so I definitely appreciate you doing that. Is that something that you'll look to continue at the next level if you're on an NFL team and something that you'll look to carry over to the NFL platform, because you'll have a big audience that people will definitely be looking up to?
Most definitely. I plan to work with people like that as well as at risk youth. So I plan on working with people like that as well, because, I mean, I come from the same struggle as a lot of these kids that's out here that feel like odds are against them. So I plan to work with kids with disabilities and at youth risk as well.
All right, well, definitely appreciate that. We're talking to Keon Williams, Tennessee Chattanooga running back, here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, fresh off his pro day workout. And, you know, we got about 5 weeks to go until the NFL draft. Hopefully you'll never have to run another 40-yard dash again in your life. But what would the process like just leading up to the pro day? I know you put a lot of months and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into the hard work and preparation that goes into that one-day interview. So take me through the workout regimen. Where were you working out? How often were you working out? Take us behind the scenes into what your NFL draft preparation was like.
Well, I was working out like 45 minutes away from where I'm staying at. I was working out in Gwinnett County in Atlanta. And basically, I would work out twice a day. I was working out with a guy named Ted Borgerding with Encompass. And man, we would work out twice a day. We would eat 3 meals a day and a snack. They had us on a pretty healthy diet there. And, you know, it was a lot of hard work getting up early in the morning, heading out there, and just being there for like almost like a job, 7 to 8 hours a day. And not only did we focus on training for combine stuff, but on Wednesdays that would be like our pool days and like our cool down days, and we would also do like Bible study days, like just to get the whole concept of mind, body, and soul, like, you know, just staying in tune with yourself, and it was a lot of work put into it, but I mean, it all paid off for me, you know, getting some of the good times that I got.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking to Keon Williams, running back, 6 foot, 225-pound running back from Tennessee Chattanooga. So now with that being said, Keon, I mean, the measurables part, the whole, you know, specific training for these speed and agility drills is over. What's the game plan now, you know, about 5 weeks or so leading up to the draft? What's the focus from now until you find out where you're going to be playing? What's the outlook looking like? What's your game plan for the next 5 weeks or so?
Right now, I'm training on my own right now. I'm going to the gym every day, some days twice a day, but it's not the same. It's not as intense as it was preparing for pro day. But definitely staying in shape, stretching a lot, running a lot, and doing some getting with some friends and having them throw me the ball, like working on running back swing passes, downhill passes, just working on a lot of different things, footwork, just trying to stay in as best shape as I can and be ready so I can have that edge whenever my time comes.
All right, very good. And if an NFL general manager were to ask you why we should carry Keon Williams on our football roster, your response would be?
Because a lot of people not looking for me to shock them, but I promise you, once I get in get the pads on, I'm going to shock the world. And a lot of people not expecting for me to just do what I'm going to do, but whenever I get the pads on, I'm going to shock a lot of people.
definitely like that mentality and, you know, big bruising back with the size, speed, measurables, not too many running backs with that kind of combination in this year's draft class. Before we let you go, the stage is yours. I'm going to give you the platform for any final thoughts, shout outs, thank yous, anything you want to get off your chest before we let you go.
Well, I just want to thank everybody that just played a part in this. A lot of everybody that didn't give up on me, even the ones that did give up on me, I want to thank them too, because it was motivation and it all helped me get to where I'm at right now. And man, I just thank y'all. I thank you for having me on your show. And that's it, man.
I got to thank the haters for all that additional motivation making us better. Always appreciate that. And listen, Keon, keep us posted with any workouts that you have. And hopefully once we find out where your destination is on Sundays, maybe we can get you on after the draft weekend and just talk about, you know, what the whole process will be like for you once you find out which team and which camp you'll be in. We would love to have you back on the show.
All right, man. Appreciate it. You have a good one.
All right, we appreciate you. That's Keon Williams, Tennessee Chattanooga running back, and a lethal combination of size and speed, 6 foot. He's at 230, looks to be playing at 225 on Sundays, ran in that mid 4.5 range, 33.5-inch vert, 10-foot broad, added 23 bench press reps, which tells me he's not only putting in the work, but also is a bully between the tackles, has the speed to get to the outside. We saw that as he broke that all-time leading rusher mark at Tennessee Chattanooga, first-team All-Southern Conference selection. And, again, 49ers, Texans, Saints showing strong interest after his workout. Somebody who's willing to owe up to his mistakes, take them head-on. NFL teams will definitely appreciate that. And, you know, seems like a very polished young man and is ready, you could tell, is ready for the next level and looking to make a name for himself. So that's what we do here on the NFL Draft Bible. We bring you the players you need to know first. Keon Williams from Tennessee Chattanooga. And we are, like I said, 32 days away from the 2015 NFL Draft, counting you down, bringing you the names you need to know first, and unloading the interviews all day, every day. So follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible for all the latest and the greatest. Till the next time, everybody. I was your host, Rick Saratella.